Hi everyone, Air here, and I am continuing with the multi-series episodes that are coming out today. I have been a recording fiend lately, and so many different topics and important conversations to be had here on the Who Am I podcast, and I just want from the bottom of my heart to help bring healing and love and light into your life. As we grow our community, as I hear from you all on social media and in my email and even in person, I just love exploring these concepts with you and generating the future with you and manifesting and attracting our goals and our dreams. I am so privileged to know each and every one of you all and to hopefully impact you in a way that brings just an enormous amount of clarity and love and gentleness into your life with a balance of certainty and knowing what is good for you and moving forward in that confidence. So I have been recording different episodes this morning and afternoon here in the studio, and this is probably one of the most sensitive of the podcasts that I have done thus far today. And this one is something that I feel like we continue to have to work on throughout our lives. Attachment is part of the human experience. Expectation, relationships, the yin and the yang is part of our daily lives. And I've been able to explore this further through psychotherapy, through Tantra, through yoga, through my own journey, and other different practices like NLP or you name it. There's so many out there, right? But the idea of attachment can cause so much suffering. In fact, that is actually part of the Vedas, that attachment brings forth suffering, and if you choose to not suffer, you must detach. Now, with that, it doesn't mean that you are bound to be alone in the world. It doesn't mean that you have to end your relationships with people. It doesn't mean that you are unemotional. No, no, no. It means that there is this flow between togetherness and individualism, and that unity is important, that unity has so much value. And through exploring attachment, one of the niyamas and yamas actually is aparagraha, and it does mean to detach, to let go, to flow. This is not easy. It's particularly not easy when you are in love with someone. And this is why it is so important today that I explore this topic with you. Because when you fall in love with somebody, it is the intermingling of two souls. And odds are, if you are here, you're feeling this tension within this. Perhaps you know that the person that you are in love with is also in love with you. Perhaps you don't know, and there's this tension and uncertainty, and it scares you. Or perhaps they don't even know how they feel. And that brings in this uncertainty and this fear as well. So I invite you that no matter the why, to breathe into it. The why is the power source, but it does not control where the current goes. Don't get me wrong. Why is important. Why is how we unlock our manifestations, our goals, and our dreams. But why is just the power source. The how and the when and the who and the where are just as important, but they each have their own mission. And I would go as far to say that if you can believe and detach from your when and your how, this practice will be all that much better for you. So let's get into love, right? We're already here. Admittedly, I can say right now, there is someone I'm in love with. And admittedly, I could say that love is a gift. And the gift of love doesn't require anything than itself. That is going to make the process of non-attachment so much easier. Because when you truly love someone, there is no direct attachment. Love is free. It captivates freedom. There is no control. There's no manipulation. There's no need to push when you have true, genuine love. And that is going to be fundamental as we walk into this practice of non-attachment. If you really love this person, you will not feel the need to control them. You will not feel the need to cage them or to tell them what to do or how to act. That is not love. That is power. And power and love cannot coexist without respect towards one another. Your power should always be over yourself and not over others. If we're talking about genuine, pure love, the true I am in love. Okay, so first and foremost, when you're practicing non-attachment, when you're in love, you really have to observe your thoughts and emotions. How do you react if they say they're not in love with you? How do you react whenever they do something that you don't like? That you know that's not even good for them, right? This can be really tough when you're in love with somebody and you see themselves holding themselves back or hurting themselves or not respecting themselves. Ooh, that could definitely cause some turmoil, some icky emotions. But you can't dive into those. You have to let the person travel their own journey. You have to let them come to their own conclusions and figure things out. Even if you actually already know the answer. I think of it in this very innocent way. And I don't say this to sound belittling or to come across as all-knowing. I have so much to learn. But I do say this in the sense of, think of a child, and think of a child playing with the blocks that go with certain shapes and certain holes. You as the adult, you may know that the triangle block goes in the triangle hole. But the child does not know this. And you must detach from their self-discovery. You can love them and you can hope for them and you can even tell them it goes in the triangle hole. But you cannot force that You cannot do it for them. You must love them truly and let them discover it on their own. Next, you have to stop seeking happiness externally. When you're in love with someone, it is a chemical rush every single time you see them. Even if you're fighting, even when things are not going according to what you say is the plan. But your happiness cannot revolve around someone else. In fact, if you're in love with somebody, when you come together as constructive energies, happiness will amplify. And that's beautiful. That's amazing. That's why we desire human connection so much. But you must also find your happiness and your validation internally. Let go of the desire to control everything. This can be tough if you have a type A personality, right? Because you're like, it should be this way, or I want this, or he should do that, or she should be thankful, whatever it may be. You gotta let that go. Gotta breathe into the experience. Know that everything is working in your favor. Everything has its divine purpose and plan in your life. Let it unfold exactly as it should. Which brings me to my next point. Let go of the should and must. There is no room for should and must in love and attachment. Attachment should not feel unbearable. And if it does feel unbearable, then attachment isn't healthy for you in this sense. And while we do have certain layers of attachment to our daily lives, right? We have jobs and responsibilities and people that we enjoy fostering connections with and falling in love with, but there is a balance to everything. So let go of the should and the must. It must not always be the way that you say it has to be. And it doesn't necessarily mean it should be the way you are trying to make it become. Next, you've got to recognize your attachments. Are they secure or are they insecure? A secure attachment allows for independence and togetherness and unity. Insecure attachments are anxious or avoidant or unclear as a fearful avoidance. Recognize them. Are you afraid to get closer to something? Because you're afraid of what it might mean to get closer to yourself? Often we fall in love with people because we recognize their beautiful traits. And those beautiful traits wouldn't be recognizable if they weren't in you as well. Like dissolves like. Seek fulfillment from internal sources. I just did a lovely podcast on mirror work, where we go into the shadow and we radically accept ourselves in the practice. This is just one form of an internal source. Your direct source, your core. Practice moderation. If you're feeling anxious in your attachment, learn how to check in with yourself. Learn your boundaries and your limits. What can you handle and what can you not handle? It's okay to be scared. Love can be so scary. Falling in love, while its most blissful experience, can also be so terrifying. That's what makes it worth it, right? So practice this moderation. Go at the pace that you can, but do not self-destruct yourself. And do not self-destruct the relationship in the process. Clear communication, leadership, collaboration, balance. This is what creates the most beautiful, strong, powerful dynamics in relationships with people. Flow. This can be hard again for the type A personality. To flow. Sometimes I find myself trying to be smart. Do the smart thing air. Don't do that. They'll take advantage of that. They'll use you. They won't respect you. Be careful. And yes, we should definitely have our boundaries, and we should definitely check in with ourselves. But sometimes a moment can be a moment, and an experience can be joyful in the flow. I do not have to worry about the path ahead because I recognize where I have been in the past. And my validation is in the fact that I am still here. And the beautiful part about that is the fact that you are still here too. Non-attachment and love can be tricky, but please recognize when you think of him, when you think of her, and your heart palpates, and your mind says, what if? Come back to center and remember, beauty is found in every breath and every moment. I am so thankful that you are in love. How beautiful of an experience to be in love. Find your harmony, find your balance, find your breath. And as always, thank you for healing and growing with me today.